Hello.
Hi, is this Allison?
It is.
Hey, you put out a web form on my website about selling your property.
Oh, okay. Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. I'm kind of standing in the middle of some construction inside my house.
Okay. The one that you reached out to us about?
Yes.
So what are you doing? Are you renovating it, or what's going on?
Well, this house has been here for about 40 years. My family, my parents bought it originally, so my family has lived in it, again, the last 40 years. Point being is that, you know, I know everything that has happened to it construction-wise and over the years of its life. But most recently,
it needs a lot of work.
No, I wouldn't really say a lot of work because we've already remodeled the kitchen recently.
Sorry to interrupt. I've seen the outside of it, so I am familiar with it. I know where this house is at. We have property around the corner. So.
Okay, good. So you know these brand new houses, and they're not, well, some of them, I guess, weren't built with the most best materials, but, you know, it was the early 80s at the time. Anyway, I had a dishwasher leak, so I remodeled the kitchen within the last year recently, and most of it recently, as of like last week, my upstairs toilet leaked all the way through down to my kitchen downstairs. So we're remodeling bathrooms now. But, you know, I've been here the whole 40 years, so I'm kind of ready to go. That sounds
okay.
So mean, sound bad, but anyway, but it will be remodeled by the time we're done. I just happened, your commercial or whatnot happened to pop up on the TV, and I said, you know what, let me find out what it's worth.
Yeah. So do you have, I mean, I know you own it with your husband, I imagine.
Well, it's in my parents' name still.
Okay, gotcha. So do you have a husband?
No, not married at the time.
Okay, I'm just curious because I saw two names on it, and I just wanted to ask. But, okay.
Yeah, that's my parents.
You're done with it. You're not living in there now, or are you?
Oh, yeah, yep, still living in here, yeah.
Okay. So do you have somewhere else to go when you sell it?
Not yet. But, you know, I'm looking. I kind of just made this decision, like, yesterday.
Okay. So, I mean, I definitely am interested and would like to buy it. I mean, I know the area. What are you hoping to accomplish out of it? I mean, obviously.
Well, I know that it's not in pristine condition, so there are a lot of cosmetic things that need to be repaired. But I am familiar with real estate, so I know that, you know, those things don't necessarily, well, anything can be negotiated, I suppose. however, you know, I'm fair market value. I'm not trying to gouge anybody, but of course, you know, I do need money to move on to the next place. And around here, at least on my street, I think there's been like two or three houses right on my street that have sold maybe within the last year at decent prices. And I think the population around here is getting a little bit too dense for my liking.
And what decent price, like what?
So off the top of my head, I was thinking 350, but that's, you know, kind of what it would be worth if it was in better condition, in my opinion.
Yeah. Okay. So I think you're like close, but I think probably you'd be more, if it was all fixed up, I think you're like realistically on a 330 range. Just my
I think we got a little bit smaller square footage than some of the houses around us.
Yeah, so you'd be like, if it was in perfect shape, I think it would be probably worth about 330.
Okay. So I think we're thinking along the same lines here. Go ahead.
How much work do you think this really needs?
How much work does it really need?
Yeah, like.
Again, you know, I'm having to fix all the bathroom fixtures, I guess, the bathrooms, right now. So, let's see. It's definitely flooring, painting. That's not like every house, though.
So all the flooring needs to be done?
Needs to be. Well, so it depends. All right, so I've got the original hardwood floor on most of the floor downstairs, but the kitchen. The kitchen is the only one that's not the original hardwood. So some people like original hardwood, some people don't. upstairs yeah. definitely needs to replace his old carpet, but I think
okay,
it's nasty.
So let's just say this, because the floors are outdated. They need to be redone.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I would probably, but
anyway, I'm sorry. So, yeah, so do you know how much flooring is?
To do the entire house, probably at least 10 grand.
Yeah, okay. So we're definitely on the right track. So
I try to be a more realistic homeowner. I don't.
Yeah.
But I do know the garage definitely needs some work because the floor is like cracked from the shrink swell soil that we have here.
Does
kind of downhill from everybody else.
Does it have a crack in it?
Yes, yeah.
And
in the slab.
And okay. And how
but
big?
It's not it's so the garage was built it is attached to the house, but it was built kind of secondary to the house. Does that make sense? Like it's not the same foundation that was originally built.
It's an addition.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So it meaning like it would just be that part that you have to fix. You don't have to do like the whole house or foundation or whatever.
How big would you say this crack is, like on a foot? Is it like 10 feet?
It's it goes through the whole thing. It's like the shape of a Y.
It's like a what?
It's like the shape of a Y. A Y.
Okay, so it doesn't look it doesn't look like a puzzle piece, but
it's like three gigantic pieces, yeah.
Okay. Do you know the price on that? Because I can tell you. And also, how many square feet is the garage?
It's just a one-car garage. It's a small one. Sorry, I got someone that just pulled up into my driveway.
Oh, you're okay. So for that would probably cost around $5,000, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know how much you were thinking.
That's exactly what I was thinking, actually.
Okay.
It could
do more. Like that's really 5 to 10, to be honest, because
I would assume somebody would probably want to go bigger.
Well, the thing is $5,000 for if you it just depends on. I'm conservative at saying 10 would be fine, but like it's minimum gonna be $5,000. Based off of just what we're talking about. But now, it would, 10 grand is definitely going to be a number where, Anyway,
yeah.
So tell me what else is going on.
Let's see. Well, we'll start from top to bottom. It has the original copper plumbing that works. It's fine. Not leaking anything. The roof is fine, but it is at least 15 years old.
Yeah. Is it?
Say again.
Is it leaking anywhere?
No. It's fine.
It's single, everything's fine. How's the plywood?
On the roof?
Under the roof.
Under the roof. I would think it's fine. I go into the attic all the time, and it's not insulated on the top. It's insulated on the floor, which would be the ceiling of the same floor.
Does it
the nails look fine. They're not popping or anything like that.
Well,
it is 15 years old, so it's kind of a matter of time.
So, how does the wood look in the attic? I'm saying, do you see any sap-looking stuff?
Oh, no. We had the all the trees cut down within, 25 feet of the house a few years ago because the house was starting to retain too much moisture.
Yeah, so you do have a moisture issue probably because your roof, whoever did
But that was
roof,
a long time ago. That was maybe,
still probably
more than 7 years ago.
A vintage, right? Unless you fixed it.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
It's still probably not vintage, right?
Oh. Well, we had that fixed. We had a fan put in, and then we also had we have the vents on each side of the house that are like the slatted open vents, I guess.
Yeah. So yeah, I understand, but.
And it was just that originally, so we put a fan in so that it would.
Do you have a ridge vent? Do you know what that is?
The one that goes across the peak of the house.
Correct.
Yeah.
You're a smart woman.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
I'll be honest. You know your stuff.
Yeah, I've been I've been familiar with real estate and construction and stuff like that for several years. But.
Good. So, okay. What else? What are some biggest? Go ahead.
The electrical. So.
I mean,
this house has had I know every house has its issues or whatnot, but they started building this house and then they changed the floor plan, and so that has made some odd situations for later on.
Yeah, how's the foundation?
I know the foundation is pretty darn good because we have had to adjust it a few times throughout the years. Like I said, we have to shrink swell soil.
Yep.
You've
already had to get it adjusted.
Yeah, years ago it was probably, I would say maybe twice throughout the whole 40 years we've been here
have we had it. You got really screwed out of buying that house because that's terrible.
Yeah, well, like I said, we're in the bottom of the hill. It's kind of like a swamp down here, so I feel like we're moving all the time. But
So
I know it's not the best.
So you can't really confirm the foundation right now.
Say again?
You can't really confirm the foundation of how it is.
I'm not a contractor. I'm not a licensed foundation person. There are, cracks in the drywall and stuff like that, but there's no, what do they call it? The stair ladder cracks, like the actual bricks on the outside.
Under the house, too. Like
underneath the house, right?
Underneath the house. That's the foundation.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And actually, the crawl space, we've had the moisture barrier put down when we did the trees.
Yeah, a radon mitigation. Have you did radon mitigation?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Okay. Yeah. Do have a radon fan in there?
I don't think we had the actual fan in the crawl space, not anymore. When they first did it, we had a dehumidifier.
Okay, so do you know what radon is?
It's like that gas that comes out the ground.
Yeah, uranium-238, yeah, so... You just have a vapor barrier crawl space.
Right. Yep. Yep.
Okay. And then everything's good.
The windows were replaced a couple years ago. We do have three large bay windows. Those pieces of glass are, I think, the original pieces of glass, to be honest with you. I don't know if those need to be replaced or not. They seem to be working fine, but they're old.
Okay. So that's fine. What else is what else big do you know about?
Electrical plumbing. The HVAC. So the HVAC again does work. I actually put in a new thermostat maybe 2 years ago. One of those smart thermostats you can schedule. But I know the outside unit is
how long ago?
Last leg. 2 years ago. Two.
Okay. So Do you have it? Is it ran in the attic or under the crawl space?
So actually, it's on the first floor is where the thermostat is, and then in the shed is where the rest of the unit is at.
You said
the shed is attached to the house.
Say that again.
The thermostat is in the first floor, and then it's.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not. Let me ask it a different way so you'll understand.
Okay.
So. How can I ask you this the easiest way? So the thermostat doesn't. I'm not worried about the thermostat. That's fine. That has nothing really to do with anything. But I appreciate you telling me where.
Okay.
So the ductwork. Do you know what ductwork is?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the first floor is on the floor. The second floor is in the ceiling.
Okay. So I'm sorry. Can you slow down? I have a hard time hearing.
That's okay. I talk fast.
I'm trying to keep up.
And so the cell phone's kind of going weird right now.
The floor, it's underneath the house.
Correct. First floor is underneath the house, and it comes up through the floor.
And then, so your vents are going to be on the floor. And then.
But the second floor, they're above.
They're on the ceiling.
Yep.
Okay, so you have one unit though, right?
We do have one unit.
One outdoor. And then where's the indoor? Is it under the house or in the?
We have an attached shed. And so it's inside there.
So you have an attached. So the out, but the, so the indoor unit is in the attached shed.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Well, that's not.
I know. It sounds weird, right?
Well, that's not a bad idea. I mean, it's not really...
It's not typical. Like I said, they were playing around somewhere halfway between instructions.
And also, to be honest with you, it's not the desirable thing to do that. That's why they put them underneath the houses or... which they try to do it, you know, depending on the crawl space and depending on the attic space. That's where, you know, they kind of make, you know, whoever does it differently. But it's easily accessible for you.
That's what I was gonna say. It's nice when they have to change the filter.
Yeah, it is. It's not the most desirable place, put it that way. But it's easy to access, which makes it nice.
If you keep the shed clean.
All three of those options that we just talked about, they have pros and cons on each, every one of them.
Yeah, I've had much debate actually with the HVAC people because of the, you know, sometimes in the winter or the summer, you know, it's hotter downstairs than it is upstairs or vice versa. Some people say close the vents, some people say open the vents. And I don't know.
Yeah. Well, keep them open is my suggestion. But anyways, what else? What else do you have going on?
Like I said, a lot of it's cosmetic.
Okay, so cosmetic. You said paint the whole house?
Yeah, I would say paint. Not the whole house. Kitchen's fairly new, but I don't know. Whenever I would sell a house, I would paint it.
Yeah. So. Okay, so have you done your estimates on, you know, what it would cost to paint? Because, you know, I...
Hold on a second. I'm sorry. My dog got out. Sorry about that.
Yeah, you're good.
So, out the door.
For a house that size, you know, you're going to be in probably...
Maybe a couple thousand. Yeah, like maybe 2,000.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Maybe like 3,000, paint the whole house.
I think that's a little low. I think you're probably more like 5.
Good.
And that's with, you know, also... If you have some dry, you know, if you're doing the whole trim, I'm talking about like.
Okay. I had to think about that part. Yeah, the trim, because we have the trim rail and the crown molding and the.
And it seems like you would need to do that, you know, obviously for retail. Yeah. With that being said, you know, because, you know, now we're talking different. You know, that would probably run you, hang on. I mean, that would probably be more on, like, the 8 side, to be honest.
Yeah. I haven't been keeping track of what the numbers we've been saying, but it sounds like we're getting closer to 3.
Well, I'm getting, and then you have your realtor fees on top of that, and then.
Yep.
So if it's worth what we said, I said 330.
Mhm.
Do you know what the national average is for, you know, closing costs?
About 6%. Oh, closing costs. Excuse me, closing costs. Well, total. 3.5%, roughly.
So 3% to the selling agent, 3% to the buying agent, and you always, you know, sellers always pay commissions. That's just that's all. So. That right there, the national average, you know, is 8%. So, you know, if you sold it for, you know, retail and you're, you know, 8% of 330, that's $26,000. Just to let you know.
Okay.
I'm keeping track of all this. So, you know, one, if you listed it, you know. What else? What other things are you thinking that it needs?
I think that's pretty much it.
Okay.
They might need some updates with appliances if we feel really nice, but
So let's just say maybe Like what? Do you, like refrigerator?
The stove, actually. The refrigerator's fairly new. It's got a little dent in the front. The microwave matches the fridge. The dishwasher's fairly new, too, actually, because I had to replace it. But the stove, pretty much. It's still one of those older glass-top stoves with the back on it.
Yeah. Okay. And then how is the landscaping?
Landscape is fantastic because I do it myself.
Okay. Well,
I decided to grow grass like 2 years ago, and it's much more difficult than I anticipated.
Well, you know, you sound like you can still do it. So here's where we're at. So what we've talked about is, you know, it's going to cost, it would cost about $10K per flooring, $10K, conservatively $10K for the garage, about $8K for paint. And it would be $26,400 when you closed. You know, that's closing costs and realtor fees.
Yeah.
So that is plus $20,000 and plus $8,000. So that's $54,000 that we just talked about that the house, you know, would need to sell at, you know, 330.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm sure you can tell that I've been doing this for a while, hopefully.
Yeah.
I'm doing this based off square footage and everything, and that's just how I do things. You know, I'm not here to tell you
yep.
what you want to hear. I'm just here to say facts, okay?
Well, so, we all think our house is worth more than it is.
Yeah. Well, we do hold a real estate license, and I just wanted to let you know, that's what
yep.
you'd be looking at. So $54,000
okay.
if you had so you'd be looking at about $30,000 to put into it, and then, you know, let's just say another $25,000 to put into it. So you'd be looking at least, hang on, I'm sorry, my numbers are wrong on that. So you would be, to put into it, you'd be around $30K, and then you'd be around $30K when closed, but you would only have to come out of pocket $30K to get it fixed up. So
right.
one way or the other, your $30K, do you have, I guess, can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
Do you have the money to put $30K into the house?
No, I personally don't. You know, and that's kind of why I was thinking about, you know, selling it, because I don't really like having to handle construction and stuff like that. To me, it's a kind of a stressful process when it's your own house. So that was kind of, I guess, what originated me to think, well, maybe I should just sell it. You know, it's an older house, and it's kind of that time, I guess, where things just start going. And again, like I said, I didn't really want to deal with having to deal with, excuse me, the new construction stuff. So.
Right.
To answer your question, though, no, I don't.
Okay. So, I mean, and then minus. Let's see, minus 30. So, I mean, what are you looking to get for it? If, you know, cash all in, you know, because, you know, you already said, you know, you've lived in it for a while. So I know, you know, did you inherit the property?
Well, no. So my parents bought it when they came back to the country. My mom's from Peru. My dad worked out of the country for a while. And then when I was born, they came back to Virginia. So they bought it originally in 81 when it was built, or 83.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they've got divorced, actually, and they both met their own new partners, and so I stayed.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Does, you know, is their name on the mortgage, or was it
yeah,
paid?
Yeah. Right? It's still their name's in the mortgage, and it's probably almost paid for by now. We refinanced it. Well, if you look at the tax history, so
yeah.
it goes from Elsa Miller, I think is what her name was. That's actually my mom,
yeah,
to Philip Smith, which is my dad.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, say that again?
And then who's Badock?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at something different. Okay, so anyway.
Yeah, so the sale, just went, it went from my mom to my dad. So it's still the same family, I guess.
And the more
and so I think there might be 80,000, 100,000 maybe left to pay on it.
Yeah, so.
Is what I'm trying to get to.
And it, so basically, your name, they're giving it to you? Is that what?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't finish. Yes, yeah. So they stay here, but they stay in Florida probably more often than here. So, you know, it's me that kind of manages the house and stuff like that. I have the authority to sell the house, I guess.
Okay.
But they would probably come down here, like, up here, rather, for the signing and stuff like that.
Yeah. That's fine.
They would still be involved, I guess. But, yes,
right.
I'm the decision maker.
So you're the decision maker. Okay, makes sense. Now, how soon do you, like, because you don't want to deal with it, do you have anything how soon, I guess, because one, you know, if you need money for other things, you know, that is, you know.
Time isn't really of the essence as far as that goes. Like, I don't have any bills or anything, like, I got to pay off or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
It's really more so just finding the right next place to go to.
Okay. So, but with the money from the sale, you'd be, you know, and also we could help you out that if you wanted us to. So, you know, let me send you this email real quick.
Sure.
It's just kind of like our mission and what we do, because, you know, you know, I don't know how you like to conduct business, but, you know, we buy houses like about 30 a month, and, you know, some people prefer to meet face to face, and some people are comfortable doing it, you know, over the phone or whatever. So what kind of person are you when it comes to making this kind of decision?
So I am a little bit old school on that part. I am a visual and a physical toucher kind of person. I still like to see things. If I was going to buy a house, I would want to see it. But again, that's just me personal. Everybody has their style. I'm not really ready to make the trigger next week, but probably, you know, maybe a month or two down the road. But when we are ready, sir, I mean, I can move fast.
Confirm your number. I'm sorry. Confirm your number for me one more time.
My phone number?
Yeah.
804-295-1656.
And just to confirm, Cross Timbers, right?
2511 Cross Timbers Terrace, because there is a 2511 Cross Timbers Court.
Yeah.
Terrace.
So here's the – I just sent you – hang on. Actually, I haven't sent it to you completely. So let me ask you this. What do you want to walk away with at the end of this thing? Because, one, you know, we are investors. We hold a real estate license. So, you know,
you gotta have some wiggle room to make some money too.
I'm good with my, like, I know where we would be at, but, you know, as far as, you know, listing it or staying, you know, listing it is not the best option in my opinion, but you know, you got to deal with inspections and stuff, and you've already said you don't want.
So if I was to actually list it, like, on the MLS, I would probably list it as is. Not because I think that there's more problems with it, but because, like I said, we already remodeled the kitchen. We're remodeling the bathrooms now. And most of the things that an inspector's going to find is going to be cosmetic.
Right.
Now, obviously, there could be surprises, but I don't want to know about those surprises either. I would have to disclose those if I knew.
Let me ask you this then. What are you looking to get for it? Because, you know, obviously, you know, I sent you – you know, I told you the numbers, which,
you know. Yeah, I mean, roughly, so like I said, I was thinking 350, like, on a nice happy day. Like, if I could really had it the way I wanted, you know, that would be, but a more realistic, obviously, we're talking closer to three. So, I guess I would say maybe, like, around, I would want to probably get at least three.
Go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say, but as we're talking more and more, I'm seeing, you know, maybe I may not be accurate.
Yeah. Three is, you know, we don't buy every house that, you know, we come into contact with.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know, we, you know, if
I,
we.
I
if
think
we,
you're looking for more of an investor deal and I'm looking for more of a fair market.
Yeah. No. And that's not. Well,
and that's
me,
not a problem. We're just not at the same place.
No. I think you have us mistaken. So we are, you know, and I sent you that mission statement. You know, we're looking for, so any deal, you know, all right, let me just say it, one easy word. I'm not here to insult you or give you a lowball offer because I don't make offers. You know, we don't make offers.
Yeah.
We buy houses and, you know, that's just what we do. So,
yeah.
I don't really negotiate. You know, I run the numbers down, and if they work for you. You know,
yep.
They work, then they work for me. So, you know, I don't. You know, you said 350. I think more realistically, it's 330 because, you know, the square footage, and that's you know, in perfect shape, and. You know, does the kitchen have granite in it?
It does.
Okay, perfect. Oh, does the bathroom
it's
have?
It's called Ubatuba Black.
Okay.
Sorry, it took me a long time to pick out the counter.
Are the kitchens are the bathrooms updated with like tile?
Yep, like brand new. Yep.
Okay, so that's good. So.
Like brand new. So like the flooring, the painting, the windows.
Yeah, it's just
those
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, here's what I could do. You know, what do you want? So at the end of the day, just tell me a number that you would want to walk away with. You know.
Well, I was wanting 350, but kind of in the back of my mind thinking 300 anyway before I even called you. So, you know, if I had a non-committal, if I had to say a number that I think would be fair between two of us in this conversation, I would say probably more like 285 at the least. And that's, you know, I understand what it you know,
so
we both understand what it
is. I don't think we're far off.
No,
I try
to be realistic, but I also, you know,
want
to be fair for everybody, I guess.
I have to stay in business as well, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, let's see here.
And I'm sorry, I already forgot your name.
Oh, it's Zach, and then my partner's name is Forrest.
Okay.
So, I mean, let me just see one thing. I mean, I would, you know, I'm not far off from that, but, you know. What?
At the same time, you said you also could help if, you know, searching for the next place. So just to kind of put it out there, my son recently got his farrier's license, and the farrier is the person that puts on horseshoes.
Uh-huh.
Horse. So trying to find a place. I'm in Chesterfield right now, obviously, in the mill. Trying to find a place either in Chesterfield or within like an hour's drive, maybe.
Okay.
Something that probably has two or more acres, little house and a little barn maybe for horses, but anywhere you can have horses.
Okay.
just to throw that out there. But I kind of needed to get off the phone. Can I keep your name and number? And
My question is, you know, since we're not far off, I mean, even if I were to give you a number today, would it even make sense to do any of that, you know? Because one thing about us is we, you know, we buy a lot, like I told you. And, you know, I've run numbers, I've done them with you. We're willing to go as fast as you want to go or as slow as you want to go. And how about this? You know, it seems like maybe you said you're an in-person person. And if we were to do something, you know, we've talked about the numbers. How about we, you know, because it seems like you're ready and you just kind of want to get this thing done. But
my only hold up is finding that finding the next place.
The other thing I'll tell you is, are you available for an appointment tomorrow?
For Friday? Yes. Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay. And then how about this? What we'll do is, since we're not far off on numbers, what we can do is, you know, if we agree on price tomorrow, and what we can do is we would, you know, we'd be willing to allow you to stay in the house as long as you needed until, you know, you found another place. Would that be fine?
Of course, that would be a nice gesture. Yes. My only thing is, so while I'm fine with moving fast, I don't want to be impulsive.
No.
I don't want to give you a commitment right this second, but.
No, I'm just saying, yeah, like, and the thing is I don't come out to, you know.
Just any place.
I don't come out to, like, 90% of the properties that I buy because, do you have to go?
No. Well, I do, but I was going to say I had my real estate license at one point, too, so I know all about going to show houses and all these tire kickers and things like that. And that's why I said moving to the next place, because I'm probably going to get a mortgage in my name, and so I got to get that mortgage set up, too.
Okay. So, you know, we are in the business with multiple avenues. So, you know, if we do business together on, you know, this particular property or anything, okay, we can definitely help you with finding a new house because we are licensed and we will, you know, if we do that, you know, we offer a lot. How about this? You, when you think about a price, well, how about this? I'll call you tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Think about the price. I'm not, you know, I'm more going to be on, you know, I'm not far off, put it that way.
Yeah. And but, I think that, you know, we could, it sounds like you maybe not put it on the MLS, and so we can maybe avoid some ring-up fees also.
This would be between us and a guaranteed price to you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, then, yeah, I would say next step is let's meet in person when you get some time.
Okay. So I guess my next step is, let's meet in person. And then, so tomorrow, you said you don't want to be an impulsive person. And here's the thing.
So I'm not going to make a decision tomorrow, but I mean, I do want to move forward and continue. So you seem to have a lot of knowledge and experience. And I think my only hang up, would be the financing part for the next place.
So
I have to get my documentation together and all that good stuff.
Can I recommend you how, cause you know, I've been in banking my whole life and, could I recommend you someone that would reach out to you? And if you're
willing,
all right, I'll have him reach out to you today. Are you available for a phone call?
Let's see what time is it.
Later today. What's your credit like also?
Like 600.
Oh, that's fine. And what's your income approximately?
So I am self-employed, so it's kind of hard to not hard, but I don't. Say again.
At least 2 years.
Stop it.
Have you been employed for at least 2 years?
2 years? Yeah. Self-employed for 2019, I think.
Yeah, and so about approximately how, I'm just asking you these questions because he's going to ask you. Cause
that's okay. So for the last several years, I've tried to keep my income reporting low so that I could stay at the lower income bracket. So right now I'm reporting $28,000 a year, and I realized that I have to kind of change that a little bit too.
Okay, you know, after you said that, the best thing to do is let's meet in person tomorrow.
Okay.
Because that won't be an issue, and you don't have to sell this house necessarily, like soon as you need to. I think the best thing to do is let's talk tomorrow, and you know, based off of everything that you've told me, I think I have a great solution for you, and you know, let's go from there. So, what time would be available for you tomorrow? Let's say 9 or how far?
I'm not the earliest person in the riser, so okay. Like 10 or 11 would be better for me. But.
10 or 11. Okay, we can do 10. We can do, how about this? Let's do, 10 works.
Okay.
All right,
and you can come by here?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I assumed. Just want to make sure.
So, I'll bring everything with me. So, are you okay with doing anything electronic? Like, just in general?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm pretty tech savvy. Okay. When it comes to actually doing business and down to the, you know, brass tack and all money, I actually like to see something face to face.
Okay. Sounds good. So, I'm gonna have my I'll have the loan officer, which is my father's best friend, and they run a mortgage company, so they can talk to you about that. Okay. But let's just talk tomorrow first, and we will go from there.
All right, great. Thank you for your time.
All right, thank you. I look forward to seeing you at 10 a.m.